You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. This week, the British Prime Minister Theresa May has been visiting the U.S. In our last show, we checked in on the U.K. with our friends at the BBC to get a sense of how her policies to steer the country toward Brexit were being received. This week, we're going local. Back in June, just after the Brexit vote, I went to the northwestern British city of St. Helens. It voted heavily to leave the EU. I had a few pints at the pub with three friends who didn't all vote the same way, but all voted for the same reason.
I'm a working man, and I don't see how Europe as it is helping the working man in this country. I've voted out, not for me personally, but for my children and grandchildren, to be honest.
I voted in for my children and grandchildren.
When I was there, I also talked with the chief executive of the St. Helens Council, Mike Palin. He makes the local government run. We talked about what the Brexit vote could mean for the city. So this week, we called him back up to check in. I asked him how things are 6 months later.
As with many areas in the UK, we're actually waiting to understand what Brexit will mean at the local level. So obviously, the UK has not triggered Article 50, so we're not in the formal process of leaving the EU yet. And even when that gets triggered, it takes 2 years. So we're almost in a bit of a phony situation while we're waiting to find out what Brexit will actually mean for a place like St. Helens.
One of the things that you and I talked about when I was visiting St. Helens is how you, a trained economist, are trying to position the town now as a logistics hub. You know, you're kind of in between some highways, you're near rail yards, you're not that far from Liverpool. Has this affected those plans for you at all?
It's not. So the logistics market is a domestic market within the UK. So since you were last here, we have had a planning application for 400,000 square foot approved through council, and we've had another planning application for 1.4 million square foot approved through council. Now, that one is subject to the national government having to offer a view, but since you were here, those schemes have come through. So we've got close to 2 million square foot approved through planning, and currently, under consultation, two developers are bringing forward between them another 2.9 million square foot. So we've not seen an impact on that sector in any way, shape or form.
So square foot for what? For warehouses?
Primarily for warehouses. So these are large distribution complexes, primarily for the changing nature of retail. So people in the UK will continue to consume retail goods, and these warehouses will be emerging out of the ground to respond to that changing retail market and the changed context in the UK and the fact that the Port of Liverpool will treble its capacity over the next few years.
Liverpool is an international port, and I guess one question I have is, does that change things if we sort of move down the road with Article 50 triggered? Does that change the economy for you if things are not moving in and out of Western Europe through Liverpool, but rather just to the UK market?
And that's what we're waiting to see the implications and to actually get a better understanding of what it means for businesses that trade internationally. So within St. Helens, we've got a number of large manufacturers, and they're in almost a wait-and-see mode just to try and understand what the implications will be, both in terms of the free movement of labour, but also the free movement of goods and services throughout Western Europe. So one of our large manufacturers supplies into the European automotive industry, not just the British automotive industry. So, you know, they're waiting to see what happens over the next 18 months or so.
Oh, yeah, they make like a little glass part, right?
They do. They make a glass cord that you can find almost in almost all motor vehicles manufactured in Europe. That component part features in the motor vehicle. So for them, it's very important that they have access to European markets. But they're also a Japanese-owned company, so they've got a very international perspective on what Brexit may mean.
You know, you are in an area that was really not far from the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution.
We'd argue we were the birthplace. So we have the first, the oldest industrial canal in Britain, and Britain being the home of the Industrial Revolution. And we were the rocket, which was the first train, was the rocket trials where they were tested also took place in St. Helens. So we do argue we were the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution.
Well, how would you describe your economy to outsiders now, you know, who are listening to you and me chat on the phone?
I'd argue that it's been, we've suffered from deindustrialization, as many areas of the United States has, but we've been resilient through that period. So the manufacturing businesses we've got today don't employ anywhere near as many people, but they're still highly productive. We have new sectors emerging like logistics. We're beginning to see a series of digital businesses develop within the borough. So it's a positive future in terms of our economy, primarily because of where we're located. There's 35 million people within a few hours' drive of St. Helens, and that's a large market that business will want to access.
I went to the pub, the Glass House, when I was there and chatted with three men who lived in St. Helens, had all their lives. Two voted to stay, one voted to leave the EU. And every single one of them had children who had left St. Helens. And I guess my question for you is, how do you keep your area vibrant if young people are leaving, and young people, as the numbers in the Brexit vote show, think of themselves as European, not just UK citizens?
I think the challenge for us is to promote and present a positive future to those young people. So you can do a university degree in St. Helens. There are red brick universities, as we call them in the UK, which are the more prestigious universities. There's Manchester and Liverpool, not very far away from here. So those opportunities in terms of training and education exist within the borough. But also, if you think of a modern manufacturing business or a modern logistics business, there are lots of opportunities in those industries that don't necessarily need a university qualification, and that presents a positive future for people. So as these sectors become active within St. Helens, we do need to promote them better to young people to encourage them to stay in the town.
Mike Palin, Chief Executive of the St. Helens Council, thank you so much for talking with me.
Nice to speak to you again.